Morning all, and welcome to 64 in the series of Fendrian podcasts. And it is our, we're recording a day earlier, hopefully that hasn't confused your routine. And we are, as promised, recording our Tour of Cam special from the team car. I wanted to record some audio actually when I got back to the showground on Sunday and maybe speak to one or two people, but I think the windswept conditions and the imminent threat of rain kind of pushed everyone to get their free complimentary Erdinger alcohol-free beer and then kind of bog off home or get into the shelter of the Peterborough Arena. First things first, of course, massive congratulations to those of you qualified in both the Chrono and the Fondo slash race. Well done. I hope you enjoy the south of France. I hope you booked a room, because people were telling me on the start line, you know, oh, I've already booked my room, so I need to qualify, or if I don't qualify, I've got this room to sell. So, you know, there's a lot of trading maybe to be done in that intervening period, maybe. I just wanted to share obviously my Tour of Cam's experience. Glorious weather-ish. I think a lot of people from out of town were probably caught out with the wind. I think you could tell the local riders, because they were trying to just hold a little something back in that lumpy first half, kind of getting through Alconbury, Wood Walton, and then trying to sort of just knuckle down for the hell of the fens. You know what, riding through those bits of the fens, it made me, you know, kind of sad that the Tour of the Fens, you know, like elite level road race, has kind of fallen by the wayside, is not the right word, but it's not actually run anymore. I think the focus of the organisers now is, of course, on the Tour of Cams. Maybe at some point there could be a pro race attached to the Tour of Cams, possibly. You know, maybe that could start sort of 20 minutes before. I know that residents who were particularly unhappy about road closures would remain unhappy about road closures, I suppose, regardless, especially if it's a little bit longer. But, you know, maybe that's a way, I say, of attracting the crowds. But the crowds were absolutely monstrous again this year. And, actually, you know, really special shout-outs to the people. People just at a random junction near Old Weston. There was hundreds of people. You know, thank you to them. Thank you to the people of Alconbury who were shouting out the speed bumps to unwary non-local riders. Just the atmosphere on Vinegar Hill, it's, you know, it's the closest thing to an Alp we've got around this part of the world. And it was fantastic. You know, the encouragement was incredible. I did enjoy the woman with the big poster saying, "You're hot in Lycra." Thanks. I don't know if it was aimed at me specifically. I doubt it. Yeah, and of course, you know, the scenes in Ramsey, just absolutely all of the Ramseys, the various little suburbs of Ramsey we went through, you know, the crowds in, but it was just fantastic. I could go, you know, I could go on, facet. And of course, personally, on a particularly personal level, was the chance to go through Yaxley again with a race number on my back. Absolutely loved it. Lots of friends and family, lots of barbecues that were, you know, sausages being waved at me and stuff like that, which was tempting. So yeah, just want to say a massive shout out to all of the people that took the race to their hearts. And of course, you know, I've read all of the feedback, both positive and negative, certainly from the Yaxley perspective. You know, people saying, why don't they move it somewhere else, because so somewhere else in Cambridgeshire can get it. And, you know, maybe at some point they will. The chances are that, you know, with Church Street being, sorry, the Col de Yaxley, as we like to call it now, the Col de Yaxley being such a good strategic point in the race, that the chances are that you know, Yaxley will always have that opportunity to be part of the tour. It might be that, you know, that at some point there's a rerouting and it goes in the opposite direction and it can come up Home Road maybe and up the Church Street. But anyway, you know, that's for the future. What's important is to kind of talk about, you know, the fact that, again, at the Tour of Cams, it was great to ride out. It was great to get in the group of Yaxley guys, going to Starbucks, just having a great time, having coffee and having a chat before, you know, digging in. And people didn't care. People didn't seem to mind whether that they were looking for a ride of 3 hours, 3:50, 4, 4:20, any of that kind of stuff. people were just there to get out there and enjoy it. And I think, you know, there are always points of opportunity. I think, you know, the fact that it's closed road means it can't be run like any other sportif, where, you know, you can pretty much rock up and go. Flanders being a good example of sort of 10, 12,000 where everyone just kind of, you know, parks the car, rides through the start timing chip, and they're off. Obviously, it's hard to do that when there's, you know, closed roads and, you know, GB, Team GB places at stake. And, you know, I think that does make it a challenge for the organisers and for, you know, and for the, you know, the marshals and people as well. Speaking to marshals out on the course, well, I didn't personally, but people I knew were speaking to them. There'd been some, like, broken glass, like, sprinkled and, you know, tacks and things out the back, sort of Whittlesey way, and just really, really sad. I want to kind of give a shout out as well to Ben and Dan, a couple of guys I met from the West Country who are up enjoying the event. They seem to have the most food I've ever seen for anyone to do an event, but actually, with hindsight, I probably had too little food, as I sort of managed to pilfer a Mars bar from my mum at the side of the road late on in the event. You know, and that, and those guys embodied what the spirit was about. They came up, rode the event, wanted to try and qualify. They were in kind of like the under 30s categories, I think, if I remember well. And, you know, as a result, they, you know, they had a great time. And lots of adversity for the boys. You know, I saw both of them at the side of the road, Dan with a saddle, his saddle worked loose. But, you know, he got back on. And unfortunately for Ben, he punctured quite late on. And like right over the Haddon intersection. But, you know, they're just like a microcosm of people that have come from all over the country to have a go and put a bit of money in our local economy, hopefully. Hopefully they stopped at, you know, like somewhere local to have a well-earned drink. I suppose that was the only complaint, wasn't it, that your complimentary beer was alcohol-free. The other thing, kind of the signing on and registration process and stuff, was brilliant, well run. Talking to someone who'd camped, they said that it was really good. They'd come from also from down the West Country, the posh end of the New Forest, the Sandbanks end. So yeah, that was all, seems to have all been good. The only kind of area of criticism was like parking. It was really difficult for people to get in and out of car parks. Certainly, you know, riding in was the best decision that I could have made. I suppose it was a really good decision because I live 4 miles away. And then there seemed to be a bit of chaos with results later on in the evening. So, yeah, you know, obviously opportunities, but when you get 8,000 people doing something, if there's nothing going, even, you know, the slightest bit wrong, then, you know, something's wrong, if that makes any sort of sense. So yeah, that's it really. That is our Tour of Cam special. I don't know how many points to give it out of 10. You know, I enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Didn't quite go as quick as I'd wanted to go, but, you know, I went quick enough so that I could enjoy the spectacle. But so I could enjoy, you know, riding through the villages and seeing people I knew and having a great, great old experience. And if that's the, you know, if that's the benefit of the Tour of Cams, then, you know, we should protect and cherish that, because, you know, it's a richly deserved event for the local community. Anyway, that's the end of this special podcast. We'll be back with the regular podcast next week. We will talk about the Dauphiné, quite possibly. I suppose we ought to start laying out our Tour de France predictions. Maybe. We'll see. Let's see how we go with that. But in the meantime, it only remains for me to say thank you very much. Follow us on fendrian.eu. Hopefully many of you saw the web address on the kit riding round in the tour. And on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Strava, all of those type of things. So only remains for me to be saying goodbye, and we'll see you on the other side next week for week 65, the 65th, our retirement issue, maybe. Speak to you soon, guys. Thanks for listening.